Halo Gar, good evening everyone. Here is Hard Nipis Press, Daily News Podcast Show. This is Mukhtar Bashiran speaking. Welcome to episode 28, which I'm going to talk the following essential topic on the vital importance and reasonable social benefit on judgmental mental health balance care. Mental health is a term used to describe the emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It is the quality of a person's mental health. It's often measured by how adaptively they can cope with everyday stress. The history of mental health. An ancient theory about the mental health is often the result of beliefs that supernatural causes such as demonic possession, curses, sorcery, and the like. Where behind the strange reasons, remarkable process was not the universally fatal. Such all things were the historical footprints of mental health characteristics. Mental health refers not only the emotional well-being but also to how people think and behave. There are a number of different factors that have been found in influencing mental health. Life satisfaction. A person's ability to enjoy life is frequently used as an indicator of mental health and wellness. It is often defined as the degree to which the person is enjoying the most important aspect of their life. Some factors that have been found to play an important role in life satisfaction include the absence of feeling, a good relationship, sense of belonging, being active in work and leisure, sense of achievement and bright positive self-perception, a sense of autonomy and a feeling of hope. Resiliency. Resiliency is the ability to bounce back from the adversity. That has been referred to as a resilient. People who are resilient also tend to have a positive view of their ability to cope with a challenge and seek out social support when they need it. Those who are more resilient are better able to not only cope with the stress but also to thrive even in the face of it. Resilient refers to how well you can deal with and bounce back from the difficulties of life. It can mean the difference between handling pressure and losing your cool. Resilient people tend to maintain more positive outlook and cope with stress more effectively. Mental health allows people to use their ability to be productive and make decisions and play an active role in their communities. Having poor mental health is often confused with having mental illness, but mental health actually refers to the person's state of mental well-being, healthier or not. Considering how much of a role your mental health plays in each aspect of your life, it is important to guard and improve a psychological wellness using appropriate measures, because a different circumstance can affect your mental health and it will be highlighting risk factors and signs that may indicate mental distress. But the most important that we'll dive into all of the benefits of having your mental health, it is the best shape. Risk factors for poor mental health. Poor mental health is described as a state of well-being where a person is able to cope with the normal stress of life. This is a state to permit a productive work output and allows for a meaningful contribution to every individual among the society. However, different circumstances exist that may affect the ability to handle life curveballs. Childhood physical abuse. When a child is subjected to the physical assault or else sexual violence, emotional abuse or neglect while growing up, it can lead to a severe mental and emotional distress. Abuse increases the risk of developing mental disorders like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or personality disorders. Children who have been abused is psychologically and emotionally affected, as well as alcohol, substances, and other related substances used as a drug. Also, But beyond mental health challenges, child abuse may also lead to medical complications such as diabetes, stroke, and other forms of heart disease. Your mental health is a very important part of your life. Well-being, it is an aspect of your welfare. It determines how you are able to operate psychological, emotional, physical, and mental. Like, considering how much of a role your mental health it plays in each aspect of your life, it is important to guard and improve psychological wellness using appropriate measures. Risk factors for poor mental health. Mental health is different circumstances that has exist and affect the ability to handle life. These factors may also disrupt the daily activities and the capacity to manage the challenges. The following factors listed below may affect a mental well-being and could increase the risk of developing psychological disorders. Mental health is described as a state of well-being where a person is able to cope with a normal stress of life. This is the state that permits productive work output and it allows meaningful contribution to society. However, different circumstances can exist that may affect the ability to handle life. Importance of environmental adversity and the causes of negative effect on psychological wellness and experience tremendous shocks on children. Stronger contribution to mental well-being is the state of a person's usual environment. Adverse environmental circumstances can cause negative effect on psychological wellness. For instance, weather condition may influence and increase in suicide cases. Likewise, experiencing natural disasters firsthand can increase the chance of developing a post-traumatic stress disorders, PTSD, a biological. Your biological makeup could determine the state of your well-being. A number of mental health disorders have been found to run in the families and may be passed down to members. Lifestyle. Your lifestyle can also impact your mental health. Smoking, a poor diet, alcohol consumption, substance use, risky sexual behavior may cause psychological harm. Signs of mental health problems. When mental health is a compromise, it isn't always apparent to the individual or those around them. However, there are certain warning signs to look out for that may signify negative changes for the well-being. This includes switch in eating habits, whether over or under eating. Noticeable reduction in energy level, being more reclusive and shying away from the others, feeling persistent despair, indulging in alcohol, tobacco, and other related substances, experiencing unexplained confusion, anger, guilt, or worry, suffering mood swings, picking fights with family and friends, hearing voices with no identifiable sources, thinking of self-harm or causing harm to others, being unable to perform daily tasks with ease. Thanks for your listening attention and reading. This is all about the podcast episode 028 that we are discussing about the importance of mental health. Thank you. Meet you next time. Turn the peace price daily news. Goodbye. Hi there, everyone. Here is the Horn Peace Prize Daily News podcast episode, and this is Mukhtar Bashir Aden speaking at the Digas Radio Ethiopia. Welcome to our podcast episode 029. On this episode 029, magnificently, I met to discuss bondage mental and positive, coping strategy on mental health balance care, and a common law of social benefits. The benefits of good mental health. Whether young or old, it is important in your mental health, and the total well-being cannot be overstated. When psychological wellness is affected, it can cause negative behavior that may not only affect personal health, but it can also compromise the relationship with others. Below are some of the benefits of good mental health. As a stronger ability to cope with life stress. When mental emotion status are at the peak level, the challenges of life can be easier and overcome, such as the adapted habits of such as alcohol and other relevant drugs, which can promote or result in isolation, traumas, fighting, have been adapted to manage a relationship disputes due to behavioral disorders, financial woes, work laziness, and other life issues. Stable mental state can encourage healthier and coping mechanisms. Positive self-image. Mental health greatly correlates with personal feelings about oneself. Overall mental wellness, it plays a part in yourself. Esteem, confidence can often be a good indicator of healthy mental state on physical, psychological, emotional, and mental as well. How mental illness can affect your family and friends. Hopefully, it is difficult to be diagnosed with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and other nature depressive disorder. It is also difficult when a loved one is experienced one of these diseases. When person is living with a senior mental illness, the whole family may be affected emotionally. Emotional upheaval. It's a serious mental illness often have a significant impact on a biological component that they are not the result of a bad parenting, and they probably would have been prevented by anything that as a friend or a family member may have done differently. Even still after the diagnosis, it is normal to feel a range of powerful and often ambivalent emotions. It's not abnormal to feel ashamed or hurt or impressed by a family members whose behavioral can be difficult to understand and deal with. Many people also feel anger at the circumstances and even at the person who has been diagnosed, and thought it may not be a logical parent, often engage in some degree of self-blame, such as feelings of shame. Anger may also go hand in hand with a feeling of guilty. Grief also is common. Finding support. As you adjust to the emotional and the stresses of loving someone with a serious mental illness, it's important to identify the source of support. Often some of this support comes from the others who are in your shoes. Consider joining family support group to meet others experiencing similar challenges. To find a safe group, ask your local hospital or community mental health agency in order to protect your mental health. If you are a partner of someone diagnosed with a serious mental illness, what are you supposed to do? Relationship can be wonderful, but it is also a challenge under the best of circumstances. When someone has a serious mental illness, the situation can become and even more
complex many times, but then without a diagnosed a disorder will assume more responsibility, at least for the short term, for a person who is already worried about what is happening with his or her partner, having to spend more time maintaining the household or taking care of the children can be especially hard. It is important for the couple to keep in mind that most people are diagnosed with a serious mental illness. It improves over time, and that partner's attitude and behavior can make an important contribution to recovery. It helps to maintain an accepting a positive attitude while holding a realistic expectation for the partner with a serious mental illness. Participating on a specialized family therapy or a serious mental illness can be very useful when someone just diagnosed as a mental health illness. When you are discovered that one of your loved one is ill, it's often hard to focus your attention on anything else, but it's important to take care of your own need. Try to eat healthy meals, get some of exercise, and get enough sleep. Making time to do things you enjoy will help you keep your stress level in check. You will be better and able to support your loved one. If you take such steps to maintain your own physical and mental health, you will cope and overcome the adversities of mental health defects. Serious. Often, mental health is a serious illness which is a logistically challenging and as well emotional ones. Your family members may not be able to work, at least temporarily. You may need to help your loved one locate affordable housing, secure transportation to and from the appointment, for a figure out how to pay or and pick up medications. Ask your relative doctors and a mental health professional if they know how social services available in your community that may be able to help with these types of day-to-day activities. When possible, to reach out to the other friends and family members, try to share your feeling or the adversities and the problems of mental health you have experienced and sensed, which is visible to you, because your mental health well-being is resulted due to the emotional panic disorders. In order to you to just cope and overcome the adversity of mental health, you're supposed to possess to share your feelings to your family, and you attend to choose the compatible version of your mental health. What are the five common mental health disorders, and how does it affect your mental health? Mental health disorders sometimes referred to as illness affect the thought, mood, and behavior of those impacted. Although there is no clear link between genetics and the likelihood of having the mental health disorder, lifestyle factors such as diet and individual activities can influence the onset of depression, anxiety, and other related mental health disorders. It may be an occasional or chronic, and it can affect an individual ability to relate to others and function to day to day. While there are some steps to improve overall mental health, some disorders are more serious and may require professional. This is the most common mental health disorders, which is sequentially occur in America. It is experienced clinical symptoms. Anxiety disorder. The most common category of mental health disorders in America impacts approximately 40 million adults 18 and older. Anxiety disorders causes people to experience distressing frequently, fear and apprehension, while many may experience these feelings, say, during the job interview. or public speaking event, as that can be a normal response to stress. Those with anxiety disorders feel them commonly and in typically non-stressful events, and the bout of anxiety that can last up to 6 months. Mood disorder. Relationship can be wonderful but challenging under the best circumstances when your partner has a serious mental illness. Physiatric disorder, dementia. Dementia is mistakenly thought to be a single disorder. Dementia is a term that covers a wide range of specific mental conditions. Those suffering from the dementia related to disorders may can be and they experience a decline in their cognitive ability of them. They suffer enough to impair their daily life and depending on function. While that category hosts conditions. Conditions and it's SEMA disease accounts for 60 to 80 dementia cases. It slowly destroys memory and the thinking skills and eventually stripes the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. Other forms of dementia, a good example can be Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and eating disorders. Eating disorders are about the more than an individual relationship with food. They are a complex mental disorder that often require intervention from the medical psychological experts. This condition causes an unhealthy eating habits to develop, such as an obsession and food body weight or body shape. In several cases, eating disorder can be a serious health consequences and may even result in death. In left and untreated, common symptoms include several restriction food, barking behaviors such as vomiting or other exercising. The most common types of eating disorders are anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder. What does it seriously mean to you? Mental health care balance. Mental health includes an emotional, psychological, and social well-being. This affects how we think, feel, and psychologically act as we cope with life. It helps to determine how we handle stress, to relate others, and make choices. Mental health is an important at every stage of our life. What are the mental disorders? Mental disorders are serious conditions which can affect your thinking, mood, and behavior. It can be an occasional long-lasting that can affect your ability to relate to others. Why is mental health is important? Mental health is important because it can help you to help you to cope with the stresses of life. But physically healthy, have a good relationship, work productively, realize your full time potentiality. Your mental health is also important because it can affect your physical health, emotional, psychological, and mental. What are the effects of mental health? There are many different factors that can affect your mental health, including biological factors such as genes, brain chemistry, life experiences such as childhood, post-traumatic difficulties, as well your family historical background. How does your mental health respectively make your change over time to time? Over time to time, your mental health can change. For example, you may be dealing with a difficult situation such as trying to manage chronic illness, taking care of an ill relative, raising money, a problem. Such situations may can just ease you to develop or to promote mental health illness. What are the signs that can that may have mental health problems? When it comes to your emotion, it can be hard to know what is normal, what is not. There are warnings and signals that can may have mental health problems, including changing your eating, sleeping, withdrawing from people, activities you enjoy, having low or no energy, feeling numb of or like nothing matters, having an blinded eyes and veins, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking or using drugs more than usual, feeling usual, confused, forgetful, angry, upset, worried, and the like. Thank you for your ambitious and scholarly reading and listening attention on our Hornibus Press Daily News broadcast episode. Meet you next time. That's all about the broadcast episode 029. Thank you, Muhtar Bashir Adan, Somali Region, Ethiopia. Goodbye.
Hi there everyone, here is the Hornibus Press Daily News podcast episode, and this is Muhtar Bashir Adan speaking at the Digas Region Ethiopia. Welcome to our podcast episode 029. On this episode 029, magnificently I met to discuss on the judgmental positive COVID strategy on mental health balance care and a common law of social benefits. The benefits of good mental health. Whether young or old, it is important in your mental health and the total well-being cannot be overstated. When psychological wellness is affected, it can cause negative behavior that may not only affect personal health, but it can also compromise the relationship with others. Below are some of the benefits of good mental health: as a stronger ability to cope with life stress. When mental emotion status are at the peak level, the challenges of life can be easier and overcome, such as the adapted habits of such as alcohol and other relevant drugs, which can promote or result in isolation, traumas, fighting. We have been adapted to manage a relationship disputes due to behavioral disorders, financial woes, work illness, and other life issues. Stable mental state can encourage healthier and coping mechanisms. Positive self-image. Mental health greatly correlates with personal feelings about their own oneself. Overall mental wellness, it plays a part in your self-esteem. Confidence can often be a good indicator of healthy mental state on physical, psychological, emotional, and mental as well. All mental illness can affect your family and friends. Hopefully, it is a difficulty to be diagnosed with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and other nature depressive disorder. It is also difficult when a loved one is experiencing one of these diseases. When person is living with a senior mental illness, the whole family may be affected emotionally. Emotional upheaval. It's a serious mental illness often have a significant impact on a biological component that they are not the result of a bad parenting, and they probably would have been prevented by anything that as a friend or a family member may have done differently. Even still after the diagnosis, it is normal to feel a range of powerful and often ambivalent emotions. It is not abnormal to feel ashamed or hurt or impressed.
expressed by family members whose behavior can be difficult to understand and deal with. Many people also feel anger at the circumstances and even at the person who has been diagnosed, and thought it may not be a logical parent, often engaged in some degree of self-blame, such as feelings of shame. Anger may also go hand in hand with a feeling of guilty. Grief also is common. Finding support. As you adjust to the emotional and stresses of loving someone with a serious mental illness, it's important to identify the source of support. Often some of this support comes from the others who are in your shoes. Consider joining family support group to meet others experiencing similar challenges. To find a safe group, ask your local hospital or community mental health agency in order to protect your mental health. If you are a partner of someone diagnosed with a serious mental illness, what are you supposed to do? Relationship can be wonderful, but it is also a challenge under the best of circumstances. When someone has a seriously mental illness, the situation can become and even more complex many times. Partner without a diagnosed disorder will assume more responsibility, at least for the short term, for a person who is already worried about what is happening with his or her partner, having to spend more time maintaining the household or taking care of the children can be especially hard. It is important for the couple to keep in mind that most people diagnosed with a serious mental illness, it improves over time, and that partner's attitude and behavior can make an important contribution to recovery. It helps to maintain an accepting a positive attitude while holding a realistic expectation. For the partner with a serious mental illness, participating on a specialized family therapy or a serious mental illness can be very useful when someone has been diagnosed as a mental health illness. When you discover that one of your loved ones is ill, it's often hard to focus your attention on anything else, but it's important to take care of your own need. Try to eat healthy meals, get some of exercise, and get enough sleep. Making time to do things you enjoy will help you keep your stress level in check. You will be better and able to support your loved one. If you take such steps to maintain your own physical and mental health, you will cope and overcome the adversities of mental health defects. Serious. Often, mental health is a serious illness, which is a logistically challenging, and as well emotional ones. Your family members may not be able to work, at least temporarily. You may need to help your loved one locate affordable housing, secure transportation to and from the appointment, for figure out how to pay on and pick up medications. Ask your relative doctors and a mental health professional if they know how social services available in your community that may be able to help with these types of day-to-day activities when possible. To reach out to the other friends and family members, try to share your feeling or the adversities and the problems of mental health you have experienced and sensed, which is visible to you, because your mental health well-being is resulted due to the emotional panic disorders. In order to you to just cope and overcome the adversity of mental health, you're supposed to process to share your feelings to your family, and you attend to choose the compatible version of your mental health. What are the five common mental health disorders, and how does it affect your mental health? mental health disorders sometimes referred to as illness affect the thought, mood and behavior of those impacted, although there is no clear links between a genetic case and the likelihood of having that mental health disorder. Lifestyle factors such as diet and individual activities can influence the onset of depression, anxiety and other related mental health disorders. It may be an occasional or chronic, and it can affect an individual ability to relate to others and function day-to-day. While there are some steps to improve overall mental health, some disorders are more serious and may require professional. This is the most common mental health disorders, which is sequentially occur in America. It is experienced clinical symptoms. Anxiety disorder. The most common category of mental health disorders in America impacts approximately 40 million adults 18 and older. Anxiety disorders causes people to experience distressing frequently, fear and apprehension, while many may experience these feelings, say, during the job interview or public speaking event, as that can be a normal response to stress. Those with anxiety disorders feel them commonly and in typically non-stressful events, and bouts of anxiety that can last up to 6 months. Mood disorder. Relationship can be wonderful but challenging under the best circumstances when your partner has a serious mental illness. Physiological disorder, dementia. Dementia is mistakenly thought to be a single disorder. Dementia is a term that covers a wide range of specific mental conditions. Those suffering from the dementia related to disorders may experience a decline in their cognitive ability, often suffer enough to impair daily life and depending on function. Well, that category host conditions, and it's SEMA disease accounts for 60 to 80 dementia cases. It slowly destroys memory and the thinking skills, and eventually stripes the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. Other forms of dementia. A good example can be Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and eating disorders. Eating disorders are about the more than an individual relationship with food. They are a complex mental disorder that often require intervention from the medical and psychological experts. This condition causes unhealthy eating habits to develop, such as an obsession and food body weight or body shape. In several cases, eating disorder can be a serious health consequences and may even result in death. In left and untreated, common symptoms include several restriction food, barking behaviors such as vomiting or other exercising. The most common types of eating disorders are anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder. What does it seriously mean to your mental health care balance? Mental health includes an emotional, psychological, and social well-being. This affects how we think, feel, and psychologically act as we cope with life. It helps to determine how we handle stress, to relate others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of our life. What are the mental disorders? Mental disorders are serious conditions which can affect your thinking, mood, and behavior. It can be an occasional, long-lasting that can affect your ability to relate to others. Why is mental health is important? Mental health is important because it can help you to help you to cope with the stresses of life, with physically healthy. Have a good relationship, work productively, realize your full time potentiality. Your mental health is also important because it can affect your physical health, emotional, psychological, and mental. What are the effects of mental health? There are many different factors that can affect your mental health, including biological factors such as genes, brain chemistry, life experiences such as childhood, post-traumatic difficulties, as well as your family historical background. How does your mental health respectively make your change over time to time? From time to time, your mental health can change. For example, you may be dealing with a difficult situation such as trying to manage chronic illness, taking care of an ill relative, facing money a problem. Such situations may can just ease you to develop or to promote a mental health illness. What are the signs that may have mental health problems? When it comes to your mental emotion, it can be hard to know what is normal, what is not. There are warnings and signals that can may have mental health problems, including changing your eating, sleeping, withdrawing from people, activities you enjoy, having low or no energy, feeling numb of or like nothing matters, having an blinded urges and pains, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking or using drugs more than usual, feeling usual, confused, forgetful, angry, upset, worried, and the like. Thank you for your ambitious and scholarly reading and listening attention on our Hornibus Press Daily News broadcast episode. Meet you next time. That's all about the broadcast episode 029. Thank you, Mukhtar Bashir Adan, Somali Region, Ethiopia. Goodbye.